answers. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. It's still not known who leaked a high-profile Supreme Court draft opinion last year.
An investigation has been unable to identify the person responsible for leaking a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade last year. The Supreme Court released findings from the marshal of the court, concluding 82 court employees plus the justices had access to electronic or hard copies of the draft opinion, and that it is unlikely the court's IT systems were improperly accessed from outside the court. No one confessed to the leak, and investigators cannot eliminate the possibility the draft opinion was inadvertently or negligently disclosed. At the time the draft was published in Politico, Chief Justice John Roberts called it an egregious breach of trust. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The FAA says a preliminary review found contract personnel unintentionally deleted files that caused a nationwide ground stop January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 flights. The FAA says it happened when personnel were working on a database and has found no evidence of a cyber attack. Actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist who was on the set of his film in 2021 will face criminal charges in connection with the death of a crew member.
The district attorney says that Alec Baldwin was made aware of the possible charges. We're also now hearing from the family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer, that Alec Baldwin says he accidentally shot and killed on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. The victim's family writing in part, "We want to thank the Santa Fe sheriff and the district attorney for concluding their thorough investigation and determining that charges for involuntary manslaughter are warranted for the killing of Helena Hutchins with conscious disregard for human life."
Fox's Matt Finn. David Crosby, co-founder of 60s folk rock band The Birds and Crosby, Stills and Nash, has died. He was 81. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A school teacher and a militant have been shot dead by Israeli troops during a raid in the West Bank.
Israeli forces have conducted near-nightly raids in the West Bank since a wave of Palestinian attacks last spring. A militant group called the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade claimed one of their members was killed in this incident. The official Palestinian news agency added that a teacher was shot dead trying to give the militant medical assistance. Israel has only said that shots were fired after their troops came under attack. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The family of an Illinois man whose death prompted murder charges against two paramedics who strapped him face down on a stretcher has filed a lawsuit against their employer. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing the family of Earl Moore in the lawsuit against Peter Cadigan, Peggy Findlay, and LifeStar Ambulance Service. Crump said police video of the paramedics' interactions with Moore showed barbaric behavior. LifeStar has declined to comment. The paramedics remain jailed on $1 million bond each. A big bank is accused of discriminating against the firearms sector.
The Texas Attorney General's office says it's determined that Citigroup has a policy that discriminates against the firearms industry. That decision appears to pause the bank's ability to underwrite most municipal bond offerings in the state. Citi, which is more than 8,500 employees there, says it's been financing public works in Texas for more than 150 years. Insists it's in compliance with Texas law and says it's disappointed with the decision. Also that it will remain engaged with the Attorney General's office to review options.
Fox's Lillian Wu. On Wall Street, stocks fell as worries build that the U.S. may be headed for a recession. The Dow lost 252, the Nasdaq off 104, the S&P minus 30 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.